Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie. So yesterday, Jamie, bicycle camp, not so good. Day before, awesome. Yesterday, flipped the bike over, wrecked, skint knuckles, skint knees, got it all going on,
where,
man.
Where are the people? Where are the camp counselors?
You've got probably 80 kids on bicycles. Yeah. I mean, they're going everywhere. It's like herding cats, like I said yesterday. And then you've got these, you know, 16-17 year old kids out there that's trying to organize everything, right. And it's a little chaotic, to be honest.
So he doesn't have like knee pads and elbow pads and all that stuff.
He does. He took them off.
Ew.
He felt confident.
Ooh.
After day one. He didn't want to, because you've got kids out there like Carson's kid, for example, 3 years old, right? And they have no pads on and they're just zooming around.
Yeah.
Meow, meow, meow. So he felt like that, you know, he kind of stood out having the pads on.
Gotcha.
A little embarrassing.
Yeah.
So yesterday didn't go so well. We're back at it again today. But I will tell you this. The people that run the camp, man, are they strict with the protocols of picking up a kid.
Well, as they should be.
And they should be. I'm not saying they shouldn't be. So there's a kid there, right? Somehow he knew me, okay? He knew that we worked together, blah, blah, blah. And so we talk, and we're talking for about 10 minutes about his progress and blah, blah, blah. He's using my name. Hey, BJ, you know, Frog's doing really well, and blah, blah, blah. And we turned to leave, and he goes, hang on, I need your code.
Oh.
I said, what? He said, I need your code. You can't pick up your kid without a code.
Makes
and I
sense.
Said, well, you know me. You know me.
Dude, you guys, one time I went up and I was in line to pick up my kid and he wasn't outside. You know, they have him waiting for you. And I look at Miss Bovey and I go, where is he? And she's like, oh my God, I don't know. And we both like just look at each other and that sickness just comes over you, right?
Yeah.
And she starts running around and she asked another teacher, Spanish class.
Oh. He was?
He was in after school Spanish.
Oh. Yeah, I would be panicking.
He's supposed to go
yes,
there?
Yes, he was.
And you just
I just
didn't
forgot.
Know, you forgot.
I forgot that it was Tuesday and it was after school Spanish. I mean, literally, she looked at me and we locked eyes like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the worst feeling.
My oldest son, I lost him in a grocery store one time. And I'll never forget that same feeling that you're talking about. But I lost him in a grocery store. He had just wandered off, me not paying attention, you know, tried to pick out a can of tomatoes or something. And I look up and he's gone. And I go, this aisle, not a kid there. Okay, I go to the next aisle, not a kid there. And then panic. Then
you remember when they shut down the airport for me?
No.
Yeah, so I was in the East Terminal at St. Louis, and my kid, I changed his diaper, right? And I turned around to throw away the diaper, and he waddled away.
Oh.
Well, the plane was deplaning. When they opened the door, they shut him in that little triangle. You know, like when they opened the door?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was trapped.
He was trapped in there. And so I was like, I was bawling. I'm like, he has a little white shirt on and it has a picture of a crappie that my dad pressed into his shirt. And they were going through the restaurants. They were looking everywhere. They shut down the doors because they thought somebody stole him. And then when that plane was done departing, they closed the door. Yep. There's my kid just looking out the window.
Oh, no.
But it's such a relief.
Shaking.
It's such a relief, too. Oh, God. That feeling when you find the kid is like, my God.
But do you know how long it takes to deplane? That's how long he was behind that door.
A while.
Holy moly.
Oh, my God. I mean, literally, like, I couldn't even.
You thought he was gone.
And people were comforting me, and I was on the plane. I was still hysterical, and they were, like, all coming around me.
Yeah. It's a terrible feeling. It's just awful. And I think every parent's been through it.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I
bet Carson hasn't lost his precious baby.
I haven't.
See?
I haven't.
He's the better parent.
I haven't had that moment.
He's the better parent than us. We're crappy parents.
We lost Frog at a pool in Hawaii.
Oh, that'd be scary.
Once. Because he wandered off to go get a snow cone by himself.
Yeah, they do that.
And we're just like,
I mean, not if
Frog?
They're Carson's child.
No.
Carson's child would never wander off to get a snow cone. No. Because that child doesn't eat sugar.
Not allowed.
All organic.
Not allowed. Organic snow cones.
You know, just kidding you.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Although I do know he would never let his kids get lost. You and I, so far, have story after story after story.
I mean, I will say, when she takes off in her Jeep, she puts it in high mode, and she goes around a curve, and I can't see her, I'm like running. Sprint.
And don't you have a remote on that? You can shut it down?
But it only goes so far with the range. You got to keep up.
Organic snow cones for my baby.
I guess we are bad parents. Now that I think about
it. We kind of are.
Yeah, because I know three different occasions, and it was total chaos.
I can still tell you several more. I'm not going to bore you with it, but I'm like, but my baby was never lost.
Wow.
I wish her on her leash.
I wish I were that parent.
I know.
No, I do. Yeah. I wish I was the perfect parent.
Doggone it. Oh,
can't
well.
Do it.
Yeah.
Can't do
Maybe
it.
Maybe next time for you. I mean, God knows how you do things.
I don't know. I don't know, Jamie. I don't know. I feel like I've lost Frog at least a couple times.
No, what I'm talking about is, you know, you have another shot. I mean, you have like a 40-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
The way you do things is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, that's not going to change. That's not going to change at all.
Okay,
you can't teach an old dog new tricks, can you?
I'm just saying, maybe another baby is in your future.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. No. I think we're set.
Okay.
I think I'm set.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.